I invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on December 31st, 2017, at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida. The title is What's Your Resolution?
I share with you the words of our Holy Gospel from St. Luke, the second chapter. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have made New Year's resolutions this year? See, anybody? Maybe a couple, maybe some of us don't want to admit it. There's probably a few out here. If you made a New Year's resolution, you are part of the 41% of Americans who usually make resolutions. By a large margin, the most popular New Year's resolution is to lose weight and eat healthier. Most of us probably could, in fact, use a little of that. Self-improvement, weight and exercise, money and financial resolutions round out the bulk of them. Now, any guess at how many people felt they were successful at achieving their resolution? Well, it's actually a little over 9%. Says something about New Year's resolutions, I guess. Now, looking around here, and myself certainly included, many of us are just a little bit up in age. It may surprise us, but younger folks tend to do much better at keeping their New Year's resolutions. The first couple of definitions of resolution are appropriate. First one is a firm decision to do or not to do something. The second, the action of solving a problem, dispute, or contentious matter. As we go into a fresh new year, a fresh start for our future, those are pretty admirable things to do. There are always changes that we can make, hopefully changes for the better. New Year's is filled with hope and excitement. But in another day, most of us return to that same old routine. Now, certainly, if the desired change is financial, the beginning of the new year makes sense from a tax year standpoint. But beyond that, does it really matter when we begin to make a change? As the saying goes, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Any day is a good day to make a change for the better. Christmas, like New Year's, was filled with excitement, joy, and new hope. But now the angels have returned to heaven, and life for the shepherds was getting back to normal. The same old routine. Or was it? These simple, common shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see for themselves this newborn baby Messiah. They, of course, find Mary and Joseph with the baby in the manger. What a feeling that had to be, to be told by angels about this birth, and then to find this little family just as they had been told. Would we be so faithful as to believe that angels appear to us somehow and speak to us? Or have we become so skeptical that for us, such an encounter would be impossible? If an angel of the Lord spoke to us in a dream, as happened to Joseph months earlier, would we believe it? Or just discount it as, yikes, what a weird dream I had? Perhaps, even like Ebenezer Scrooge, respond, you may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato. Indeed, sometimes what God calls us to can seem like an unrealistic or impossible dream. But such is the nature of God. And if God calls us and we answer positively, God will show us the way. The shepherds not only believed, but for them, this was a time of change, a new year dawning in a sense. They, in a way, made a resolution to spread the good news that they had been told about and had seen. They were, in many ways, the first disciples of Jesus. They spread the word about this child and returned to the fields, and their lives were different because of it, and they glorified and praised God. We don't really hear how their lives played out after this. Were they well received? Or perhaps seen as smelly shepherds from the fields who are making up some wild stories? I don't doubt that there was a little of both. No matter what, their lives were forever changed by the Christmas event, just as ours are. As Paul says in the letter to the Galatians that we heard this morning, God sent his Son, born of a woman, to redeem us, to make us children of God, sending Jesus' Spirit into our hearts, so that we too can call out to God, Abba, Father, Dad. There is a reference in our gospel reading that sometimes I wonder about. It says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Rather similar to what she did when the angel told her that she was chosen to be the virgin mother of Jesus. Did she wonder whether it was all just a strange dream? Did she ask that all too frequent question, why me, God? Did she perhaps think of the prophecies foretelling of this holy child, both the good things, those wondrous miracles he would do, how he would save all of the world? and bring life to us. Along with thinking of those prophecies of the horrors he would endure, perhaps wonder if it's all true. As Dr. Berger sang on Christmas Eve, "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? That your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? That your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? That your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? That your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?" And we might add, did you know the pain he'd suffer, the death he would endure, the victory he would achieve? Mary, and I'm sure Joseph as well, couldn't help but wonder about these things. This beautiful, perfect little child, born to be king of all creation, but born to die for the sins of the world, sins he was not guilty of. How fair is that? He's just an innocent sleeping baby. But how blessed we are to be so specially chosen by God to bring this gift to the world. Might these have been some of the same questions those shepherds had? The same questions we have? And they named him Jesus, which literally means God is salvation. What more can we really want than that? Salvation with a God who loves us and calls us his own. So what is your resolution? May it be that we as children of God will live in his path and will share the good news of Jesus' love with all the world, whether at the start of a new year or the start of each new day. Can there be any more appealing resolution than that? Amen. And please be with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, as we prepare to turn the page of a calendar, may we likewise turn a page in our lives and commit ourselves anew to live as you have called us and shown us. In the holy name of the Babe of Bethlehem, we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on December 31st, 2017, at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was "What's Your Resolution?" Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.